T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you.
Great song. Great song. Wow. Mark Reardon Show. It's Bo Matthews, Trish Gazelle, covering for him on St. Louis News Radio KMOX. What an honor it is. It is crazy when an app goes viral like it did this week. I love one post on my Facebook wall that said, it looks like a senior citizen's home populated my wall. And we're talking about the Face app. And I was reluctant. I was seeing people doing it. And I thought, I'm so curious. Why? What is it? Do we want to know what the future holds for us? Is it a pride thing?
Well, in my case, it was. Here's a viral trend happening. I have to be one of the first. And that's what I think a lot of younger people think, too. Whenever you download an app like this, you just want to get in on the trend that's happening. And I know when I downloaded the app, put my picture in, I flew through a bunch of things where it asked me, do I want them to have access to, all of my pictures? And I just kept clicking yes because I had to get my picture up.
Yeah, you had to let them into your library.
I had to be in it.
So you could get that selfie out there. And you know what? I waited probably, I think it was yesterday I did it finally. I downloaded it and then I sent you an email about it. And you said, yeah, but have you seen this? That the Russians are behind it. It's a Russian-made app. And so we go to the top of the food chain of technology, executive editor for CNET News, Roger Cheng. Welcome to KMOX, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we have questions for you.
Yes,
first
Roger.
Of all, did you download the Face app?
I did not.
Oh, no. Okay. And you're in that world. Is there anything that
I am in that world.
Is there anything that we need to be worried about? And when you first saw this, you know, going viral, your brain obviously goes to a different area instead of, oh, how do I look, you know, 50 years from now? You probably went, oh, boy, here comes another one.
Well, not so much. I mean, look, it's human nature to look at this trending item and want to be a part of it. There's FOMO is a real phenomenon.
Yes.
There's definitely a part of me that felt that as well, but I just sort of resisted. Look, it's in terms of the privacy controversy and whether or not you're giving your information to the Russians, it's really unclear whether or not there's a real risk. Yes, the developers are Russian, but there hasn't been a connection that's been made between, you know, the Russian government and the developer. You know, it's fine to be skeptical, and I think that's the position I sort of took when I saw this. And I also know this app isn't new. It's been around for 2 years, and it went viral 2 years ago with the way it sort of made you, you know, allowed you to add a smile or change parts of your face. This new thing just sort of brought it back into that viral world again. And so I'd known about the app. I missed it the first time, and I wasn't going to try it for the second time.
So, Roger, with any of these apps, like I said, when I first downloaded it and I took the picture and I was just flying through, you know, I got to get my picture.
Yep.
I got to get it up. So, yes, I clicked. Yes, you can have access to anything. Take my life. I don't even know what it said. I just flew through it. But a lot of these apps ask you for permission and we don't even know what we're agreeing to. We just want to get to it so bad. So what's kind of the warning about that? And if I do say yes, what does that mean?
Yeah, I think you point to, you know, the bigger problem here. I don't think this is a Face app issue. This is just, it's a societal issue. It's an issue with the way we value, you know, the trending item as opposed to our privacy. And I think that's really the sort of the bigger lesson here. You know, we kind of wrote this story that Face app was a test. It was a privacy test, and we as a society failed it. Because
I did, for sure.
You are not alone at all. Like, I think most folks went through, when they downloaded it, just flew through those terms and services. By the way, these terms are not that different than the kind of permissions you give up to Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. So we had security researchers look at it, and there wasn't anything unusual about the request that they were making. So even though some of the language that they use, like perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive, scary sounding words, are all words that are used, or at least similar words are used in terms of services for some of these other apps. It really, it's a broader issue that we don't value our privacy as much as we should.
Ain't that the truth? Well, Trish had sent me a story right away about it, and so I started reading through it, and I'm like, okay, a picture from my library on my phone could end up on a billboard in China or something like that. It made me think of European Vacation. So I've seen a lot of people say, okay, I've downloaded it, I did it, and then I deleted it. Would deleting the app from your phone cut that access to your library from whoever made it?
Not necessarily, since some of this stuff is stored on the cloud. They say that they delete most of the photos, although it's really unclear what they do with the photos they do end up keeping. I'm guessing, and this is really just a guess, it's to feed some of their software to make some of it work better. I don't think they're using it for any nefarious purposes, although you never really know.
Right.
But yes, if you're using the app, you're taking these photos, even if you delete them, you sort of have to assume that given the fact that they've traveled over the internet, that they're out there somewhere. So that is kind of why I tended to exercise some caution with that. But that said, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Snapchat. You know, I've willingly, given up my privacy for some of these apps.
Hey, and
the inevitable nature.
When they ask for access to your microphone, that always freaks me out a little bit. Roger Chang is the executive editor for CNET News. Thank you for your input on this, and we really appreciate it because a lot of people are talking about it. I did it, and now I know what it looked like. Yeah. What was really cool is I sent it to my I said to my father, 75 years old. I said, send me a selfie. So he did this afternoon, and I did it, and then I did the age thing on it, which he didn't look that much different. But, I mean, what's it going to be? What's it going to be? You know, a stone in the ground. That's nice. Anyway, Roger, thank you very much. This is the Mark Reardon Show on St. Louis's News Radio KMOX. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast at KMOX.com/Reardon. You can follow me on all social medias at Bo Matthews, BOMATTHEWS. And you can follow Trish at Trish Gazelle, GAZALL. No, wait. This is KMOX.
Weekday mornings at 8:30, Charlie Brennan and Amy Marks-Kors provide perspective on KMOX and KMOX.com.
A hot weekend this weekend, so be safe. It's the Mark Reardon Show. I'm Bo Matthews. Trish Gazelle is with me this afternoon, covering for Mark, and it's something that everybody has done because we have not mastered these rectangles that we carry around with us everywhere. When texting goes wrong, it's horrible, especially if it's, with family members or something like that. It's even worse when it happens with a coworker or even worse, a boss. You don't want that. But texting moves to the workplace. Of course, we are all using it to communicate. It's in my opinion, it's a way to mind read, what you are talking about in your conversation. Have you ever mistakenly sent a text to someone at work instead of your spouse or your family member? And if you have a story, I want to hear it. 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. Dave Klein and Fred Bottomer, producers of this show, and it has been so much fun working with you guys. You guys work your tails off for Mark, and Mark should be very appreciative of
He's
you.
He's not.
He's not. Again, never met Mark, so I don't know. But Fred, when we were talking about this, you said you had a classic story about mistexting somebody.
Well, I text a lot in my job. Sure. I'm just constantly texting. And these days, I book most of the guests on the radio through texting. It's rarely email, mostly texting. So I can text like at lightning pace, and I'm sending them. Sometimes I text without thinking. So one night, I was working on something, and I went shopping, and I had to, while I was shopping, I was doing work stuff as well. And I had to find out from my wife what she wanted at the grocery store.
Your grocery list.
My grocery list.
Whatever she wanted.
So she sent it to me, and I sent it back to her, just asking her some questions about it. Except I sent the whole grocery list to KMOX's Mike Claiborne in the middle of a Cardinal game while he was on the air. So I freaked out, thinking, oh my gosh, I've totally embarrassed myself.
So you realized it right away.
As soon as I sent it, I realized I sent my Claiborne, my grocery list.
That is so great.
And he was great about it because he replied almost instantly, I don't think we need bananas. So that made me feel a lot better. But it's happened many times where I send a family message to a professional. Then I always have to send another one. Sorry, meant that for somebody else. Yeah. And everybody's good about it.
Where is that technology that can suck it back to you? You know, delete that.
And I'm getting worse and worse at it. So, you know, there's 5 radio stations in this building. So I was on another station playing a game, okay? Playing a game on the radio. Somebody else won. We're trash talking back and forth. And I said, hearing your voice on the radio makes me realize how bad I kicked your butt last week. So I don't realize it right away. Like 2 days later, I look down. I'm looking through my text. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I sent it to another advertiser here at the station who had no idea what I was talking about. But I used their voice on the radio, so it made sense. Hearing your voice on the radio made me realize how bad I kicked your butt. And they never responded. And I had to go, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I was talking about someone else.
I think we're getting to the point where we're not as shocked. Depending, of course, I mean, all you have to do is go on Google and punch in texting gone wrong, and it's like horrible. But I think we're getting used to it. Like when my dad, again, 75 years old, but man, he is a whiz on his iPhone. He'll text me something that makes no sense at all. Not at all. And I'll be like, okay, I know that was meant for his buddy or something like that. It can definitely get you. Dave, you said you had one too?
Yeah, Bo, and you mentioned, you know, where's the technology where you can kind of undo what you just did?
Don't say it's there.
Well, one of my favorite features of Gmail is they have an option you can set up where you can set a timer after you send an email where you can kind of, you know, unsend it if you don't like what you said or if you send it to the wrong person.
So you have time to think about it?
Time to think about it. So after you send it, it'll be your little timer. It'll count down like, you know, 30, 29, 28. And you can look down and say, okay, did I send that to the right person? Is there anything spelt wrong? So you can kind of undelete what you just did. You know, if you're not comfortable with it, I wish they had that technology with texting.
That's sort of like our 6-second delay on radio.
Exactly right.
We have not tested. You don't like.
We have not tested that. You know what? You have my attention because I have Gmail on 2 accounts, and I need that.
Yeah.
Because
I can show you how to turn that on. It's a beautiful feature, and I've used that pretty frequently.
Do you have to give access to your microphone and your photo album?
Let's hope not. And there are many occasions that, you know, Fred, Mark, and I are on a group text all the time where we'll, you know, accidentally send the wrong things to each other. And you can right away you say, oh, I'm sorry, that wasn't meant for you. It's okay. There was one time, this was back in 2013. I'd just been working here for just over a year. And I was talking to my fiance at the time. I said, hey, you know what? I'm stuck here, but I'll be home later on. You know, love you. Can't wait to see you. So I sent that out. And I get a text back from my boss, Steve Moore, saying, I'm not sure what to say of this, but I don't love you. And I'm not even sure if he remembers that, but this was, you know, only a year after being here. I thought, oh, geez, I'm still just getting to know this guy. And I sent him this stupid, crazy text.
You,
and what the hell is he going to think about me now?
That's really funny.
He's working me for
a raise.
I
just figured out something about 3 weeks ago. You know, I like emojis. I use emojis. I'm an emojis offender. So there's the emoji with the face, and there's 2 little hands at the side.
Yeah.
So I use that one a lot. I thought it was jazz hands, like, hey, look at me, fancy. It's a hug. So I have been sending that to advertisers and work people the end of my text. Like, you know, I would maybe say to somebody, like, look how great. You got 3 calls off this commercial. Jazz hands. No, it's a hug. Embarrassing.
That, you know what?
Embarrassing.
I guarantee you 99% of the people thought it was jazz hands, too, because that's what I thought.
I don't know.
My wife uses that a lot, too. Like, ta-da! You know,
so you thought it was jazz hands,
absolutely.
Too? Well, it's a hug.
People confuse the poop emoji for ice cream sometimes.
Seriously?
Yeah, chocolate I don't yogurt. Get that.
Wait a minute. There's a poop emoji?
It's the greatest thing ever. Yeah.
It's the best.
Fred, you're messing with us.
No.
You can get stuffed animals that are the shape of different emojis, and that one is like one I've given out as Christmas gifts, too. They're like animals.
Yeah, like pillows.
Yeah.
The problem is, and in our business, we use pen and paper a lot still, too. like if we have to, you know, Fred, you did today at some point, use pen and paper.
I was looking for a highlighter earlier.
I can't
earlier.
Write a note now without using an emoji. So if you're handwriting a note, it is very hard. So I'll either put, you know, like you do with the colon in the parentheses, like a smile
the winky
that way.
Face or the smiley,
I'll draw
yeah.
an actual face with a smile or a heart because it's impossible for me not to use an emoji now.
I think with me, I know who to use them with. So I don't use emojis with everyone. I've never used an emoji with my wife.
Never?
What?
No.
Now that's somebody you would use one with.
No, but there's just certain people that you know that use them a lot. So you always respond with them back.
You don't use
trying
the
to like
heart,
play their
Fred?
Game.
Come on. You don't send your wife the heart emoji.
Okay.
I
will now.
Fred.
Or the eggplant. Try the eggplant.
I couldn't imagine as much as we have to text John Rooney, sending him an emoji. I don't know if that would go over
face.
Well. No, I can't do that to John.
And there's hundreds of them now, and there's other companies that are coming up with all these different emojis or emojis that move. Here's the problem for me is you can't, when you pull up your texting, you can hardly see what exactly it is. If it's the wide open eyes one, I can see that really, but they're so small and so tiny. Even
that means
when
you need glasses, Bo.
That means you need some readers,
oh, okay?
Come on. I've already, you know, don't you love when people are like, wow, that font is huge. It's like, get out of my face.
Do you know how to make the keyboard bigger?
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
I'm so glad
I'm just
here.
Trying to help you out.
Talk to me. Can you talk me through it?
Well, maybe during the break.
No, people are listening. People need this.
No, I don't think they do.
You know how. Okay.
I can help you with that. And the Gmail feature. That is a fantastic function.
I do like that one. I do like that one. It's hot. It's Friday. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. It's the Mark Reardon Show on St. Louis News Radio KMOX. Fred Bottomer, Dave Klein, Trish Gazelle. I'm Bo Matthews. If you want to call in with your texting gone wrong story, feel free. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120.
Get ready for the Cards and Reds tonight. Ameren Total Access 515. First pitch 6:10. Hear it here on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. KMOX.
It's the Mark Reardon Show. Bo Matthews, Trish Gazelle. And if you have a texting gone wrong story, we've got a couple of them for you. You can call in 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And you can also listen live by downloading the radio.com app, which is nice if you're leaving work now and you're like, oh, I want to listen. Or if you're getting to work and you want to take us with you, you can do that. So, texting gone wrong stories. Personally, with family, with work, coworkers. We got Mark. He's got a story. Mark, how we doing, buddy?
Yeah, I was texting my wife and a buddy of mine from work, and I forgot to switch over from my buddy back to my wife. Anyway, I ended up inadvertently texting my buddy from work the emoji, the kiss, you know, the smiley face with the kiss and blowing the kiss.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I said, it wasn't too sexy or anything, but, you know, I just said a few little nice things to my wife and texted him. And then he texts back, says, oh, man, I didn't know you cared so much. And, and I looked to see who I had texted. I was like, oh, man.
It's a little embarrassing.
Oops, wrong person.
It's a nice try.
So do you find yourself more careful, Mark, when you're texting, like especially when you're like zipping through? Like you said, you were talking to two people at one time.
Right.
Sometimes anymore you get three or four going at one time, having a conversation,
exactly.
Watching TV and, you know.
Well, I've done that more than once. And texted my son some things inadvertently when it was supposed to be my wife. And
awkward.
And another guy, yeah, pretty much. And luckily it hasn't been anything, you know, real bad or anything. Just, you know, just nice stuff, but that I wouldn't text to my son and that I wouldn't text to a guy at work. But, I've kind of learned from my mistakes, I hope. And it's been a long time since I've done it. I really kind of look right before I push send. I look and make sure who's at the top of the screen.
We try. Mark, have a great weekend. Stay cool. Lorraine, what is your texting gone wrong story? Lorraine?
This is several years back, and I had started a new job, and I had explained that I'm... Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I had explained that I'm not computer savvy, and my boss said, new boss said, oh, don't worry about it. We encourage you to use the computer because I'm not that savvy either. But I had received from a relative a joke And so it wasn't risque or anything, so I sent it on to my boss, who sent it on to her boss, and neither of us knew about attachments. The attachment was inappropriate.
Oh.
So she got yelled at, then I got yelled at, and I got told, only don't ever send anything that has an attachment to it. So,
no.
And this was a new job, and a job I had wanted so bad. I stayed there for 17 years.
And you probably didn't send another attachment the whole time.
No, I did not. Absolutely not. But it was an experience. Most embarrassing.
No kidding. All right, Lorraine, well, thank you so much. Stay cool out there, okay?
You too. Thank you.
You
bye.
Betcha. Thank you for calling KMOX. You know, it brings up stories. You know, one thought leads to another. So we were and you also have to check the bar of what people's limitations are, especially with the stuff that's out there. It's going through your phone, whether it's text or messenger or whatever. But several years ago, we were traveling to go see my cousin. He was a big deal with Sears up in Chicago. And so somebody sent me something goofy. And so I forwarded on to him thinking, you know, this is my cousin. He's about my age. You know, yeah, he's going to get this. He's going to think this is hilarious. and when we got to him.
Was this email or a text?
This was texting.
Okay.
When we got there, he laid into me. He goes, this is a company phone. You cannot send me that. I'm like, oh, I didn't even think of this.
Yeah.
Is my number I've got for you. I'm so sorry. But you're my cousin. We grew up together, you know.
This is funny.
No,
it's not.
Okay, but so now he's no longer there at Sears, and he actually works for himself, so game on.
Yeah, right.
There is no holds barred now. It can go horribly wrong, so you just got to be very careful, especially, like I mentioned, you could be watching TV, having dinner, talking to your spouse or whatever, and doing three or four conversations at one time. I mean, last night when we were group texting about today, I was doing that same thing. Plus, I'm watching a TV show.
Right. I do it a lot at work, like you said.
How many ways can you slice up your brain? And, you know, you feel like a boss, you're getting it all done, and then you look down and you're like, oh, I didn't mean to send that. So, you got to be really careful. Okay, so this month, can't even believe it, this marks the 30th anniversary of the Seinfeld show. And I've really enjoyed Comedians in Cars. Have you seen any of those episodes?
Oh, me too. The new season's out today, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, on Netflix.
And I think Jerry Seinfeld is up for an Emmy for that. And
it's such a good series.
What I love about it is it's concise. It's 10 or 15 minutes and you're done, but you get, you know, big heavy hitters. I like cool cars, and it obviously has that.
I love it.
Well, we just had the story about Seinfeld. Oh, no, it was Friends leaving Netflix. Was Seinfeld leaving Netflix, too? I don't remember.
Just Friends, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know if Seinfeld's on any streaming services.
I don't think so. It's still running on, I watched it on Channel 2. It's still running at night, like midnight and 12:30.
Oh,
they have two episodes back to back.
You can get Friends, Seinfeld, you can get it anywhere you want. But you had a great memory. Marking the 30th anniversary of the Seinfeld show, you had a great memory that you shared in an
from
email.
From the finale.
Right.
So this was 1998, May 14th, mm-hmm. and I worked at a radio station that's no longer. It's called The River. But we shut down Tucker Street downtown. Many people may have been there. To watch the finale, we projected it onto the side of a building.
Wow.
So there was like 3,000-4,000 people downtown. We shut down the street. I was interviewed for People magazine about this big watch party, and the Today Show was going to come down, but on that day, May 14th, they got word that Frank Sinatra was really sick and was possibly going to pass away, and he did pass away that night.
Wow.
So they canceled it, but it was so big here in St. Louis, and we got such a great reaction from the watch party and attendance that they were going to come down and do a hit here from the Today Show.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
And you know what? I bet in 2019, you probably couldn't do that same event.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that. Well, I don't even know now, because of all the different streaming services and different platforms, what show would be big enough now?
Stanley Cup playoff.
Well, Game of Thrones may have been, but not everybody has HBO either. You know, that's a select number of people, too. Yeah, Stanley Cup playoff. Yeah, which they did.
Yeah.
But as far as a sitcom or a drama, I don't even know what show would be big enough.
Yeah, The Office was big, but I don't know if you could draw 3,000 or 4,000 people. You know, Ballpark Village does a great job with, you know, big events that are on TV.
Of course.
But here's the other part of it. Millennials are rewatching Seinfeld with a fine-tooth comb, and they are super offensive over some of the storylines. Now, if you remember, Jerry Seinfeld himself, when they were developing the show, it was a show about nothing.
Right.
So this is proving that nothing will offend you.
What could they possibly get? I'm trying to think of the storylines. What could they get offended by?
Dave has been working hard. Dave, hit it, buddy.
The guy who runs the place is a little temperamental, especially about the ordering procedure. He's secretly referred to as the soup Nazi.
Why? What happens if you don't order right?
He yells and you don't get your soup. Just follow the ordering procedure and you will be fine.
Okay. No soup for you. Yeah. They're offended by the soup Nazi?
Yeah.
Can't say Nazi.
And isn't it ironic, just last week we were talking about the last VW Beetle coming off the line, and that was a car that's conceptualized by Adolf Hitler. But when you see a VW Beetle, it's cute, it's cute, let's play Slug Bug. But there's a bunch of them. I think there's 13 total, 13 jokes that are now super offensive. Soup Nazi was one.
I got a few more here.
Okay.
Hey, there's a guy burning the Puerto Rican flag. Who is burning the flag? Him?
It's not very nice.
I don't get it. What are they offended by? Puerto Rico?
Like we're offended if somebody burns
flag
the flag.
Burning the flag?
Flag burning.
Flag burning, absolutely. Yeah. And really, Lord. Jerry Seinfeld, of course, they reached out to him, and he's out promoting his Comedians in Cars, getting coffee. Of course, he was reachable, and he said, people are just too overly politically sensitive. But millennials, I mean, you can
and
learn.
And people evolve, and the situations evolve. About a month ago, Jimmy Kimmel had a live remake of the
All
Jeffersons
in the Family. Yes!
And All in the Family. And I tell you, Norman Lear was there in the studio. They did it live. Yep. And some of the jokes I did, I was like, whoa, for that time. Yeah. But people evolve. Should we wipe that show off the face of the history? You know?
It could happen. And I watched it as well. As a matter of fact, MeTV has a lot of the reruns of the old shows, Love Boat, things like that. And, you know, we'll come across All in the Family. We recorded a bunch of them. And we know where we are now in 2019, and you're like, ooh, that could not be done. So millennials, if you have millennials in your household, probably don't want to play reruns of the Jeffersons or All in the Family.
If you're offended by Seinfeld, no way.
Or Friends. Wow.
Yeah, Friends. Well, you know, at some point we evolve and you may look back and be able to pick something apart about everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. It's the Mark Reardon Show. It's a hot Friday, so hydrate, stay cool, and check on the elderly. And I'm serious, and make sure you take care of your pets. It is dangerously hot. It's the Mark Reardon Show on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
It is brought to you by Goodfeed Store, supporting St. Louis Arches for 16 years. And the cut of the day, it's Friday. Let's have some fun with the number one songs on this date for the last 50 years. 1969, we begin.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round.
We're trying to guess the artist.
Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin.
I'm terrible at it.
I know it, and it's gonna.
Okay, the game show host, who is it?
This will be Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, wow. Okay, 1979.
Sad girl. Talking about the sad girl.
Love it.
Sad girl. Talking about
I'm assuming
Donna
you know
Summer?
This is. There we go.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know we were waiting for me to say that. Sorry.
Love that. Okay.
Donna Summer, who just was also offered What's Love Got to Do With It, the Tina Turner song, but turned it down. I learned that this week. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Yes.
1989. If you don't know me by now.
I think Trish knows this one.
It's Simply Red.
Didn't you play this like at 11 o'clock this morning?
No, I didn't play this one. Simply Red. That's a good song. Didn't Paul Young do that too?
This is out of my wheelhouse. I was only 4 when this song came out. Yeah. Right.
So that was 89.
You were 4 in 1989?
I was 4. Yep.
I was 4 in 89, too.
I was.
Fred, don't look at me
like
that.
You are fake news.
Yeah, I am.
I was 16.
Okay. Party Like It's 1999.
Destiny's Child.
Wow. Number Beyonce. One in 1999. Can you believe it's 20 years old?
No, I really can't.
You ever seen her in concert? Seen
I have
them
not.
In concert?
I have not, but she's in the new Lion King. She's the voice of Nala.
Yeah, we got to get Bo to see the first one
first.
I know.
I guess I'm going to get a ticket on the way home because I didn't see the original Lion King. Maybe I'll do it over the weekend. Okay, cut of the day, number one song, 2009.
I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a
well, I know who it is, do you?
That tonight's
I have no idea.
It's the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, I know who it is now.
They dominated the summer of 2009.
Yeah.
There. You don't know the song very well.
Well, it happens later.
Do you do karaoke?
No, I have the worst voice. Okay. Oh my gosh, it's so bad. People would be causing accidents on 270 right now.
You do the lip sync battle though, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, I could do the lip sync.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Okay, number one song from this year.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till
I don't get this one.
No,
I really don't.
Take my horse to the old town.
Is this in your playlist, Trish?
No, but the other two play it. I know now 96.3 plays it.
Is this the same song?
It's Lil Nas.
This is the same. Yeah, is that how you say his name? Lil Nas X?
Lil Nas. I said Old Nas.
Lil Nas X. And, Bo, you might know the first voice in this song. You know who that was? Here, let's start it again.
It's a country.
It's a country guy.
Take my horse to the old town road.
This is a country guy. He's got a famous daughter, too.
Come on. Take my horse to the old town.
Think Achy Breaky Heart.
Canna Montana.
That's Billy Ray Cyrus.
This is a huge song.
My head just blew off my shoulders. Wow, that is amazing. You know, actually, I've had Billy Ray Cyrus in for some Bikers for Babies rides years ago.
Oh, really?
And he played at Union Station. That boy can flat out rock it. He really is a great performer. He just
got a bad rap all of a sudden. No pun intended.
No. I'm just saying he's a great guy, number one, and he can do any kind of genre of music. I don't know if you saw Still the King, the sitcom he was in.
No.
He's a good actor, too. He's not terrible, and he's poking fun at himself. Well, hey, this has been a blast. Trish Gazelle, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bo Matthews. Happy weekend. Stay cool. It's the Mark Reardon Show. He'll be back on Monday on St. Louis' News Radio, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.